And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication, and gives us a very welcome taste of what's currently showing, perhaps, at the very cinema just around the corner from where you live. Continuing on last week's theme of xenophobia, a theme Peter introduced when speaking about Gran Torino, a film acted and directed by Clint Eastwood, today he told me of the powerful message contained in a film called Welcome, which he says is a helpful contribution to an awareness we should all have of the effects of war and upheaval in a country like Iraq. I was very impressed by what I read of Welcome. It's the kind of film I'd love to go and see and sob in the audience, as I usually do. Should we talk about Welcome?
Yes, I'd link Welcome with, which is a French film, with Eden is West by Costa Gavras, who's a Greek director but works often in France, and another film called London River. The three of them screened, in fact, in the Berlin Film Festival. And to have three films on Europe, even the European Union, and the whole intercultural experience seemed to me a very strong thing. I was very glad when the results of the jury, which is sponsored by CIGNIS, which is the World Catholic Association for Communication, which I represent, and Interfilm, the Protestants, London River got an award, as did Welcome. I was very pleased, anyhow, that these themes were acknowledged by the jury.
Well, it's a very, very important theme in Europe today. I think the big tragedy of our times is the fate, the destiny of so many people who flee poverty or war or whatever, or go in search of a better life and often find death and almost always discrimination and difficulty.
Well, that's where Welcome is really a sadly ironic title, although in many ways it's an audience-friendly film, except that there's a lot of sadness in it, as you might expect.
The story is very interesting.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, it's about young Iraqi men, and the research that the director and writer did was to find that at around Calais, a big group of under-25 Iraqi men.
So these illegal immigrants.
They're illegals. They've really walked and hitchhiked from Iraq to France, but the UK is the goal. And of course, there's the English Channel, so how are they going to get across? And I remember there were stories about people, you know, under the Eurostar and trying to get through the trucks as they do in this one. But the trucks are examined so carefully on the French side and then on the British side that most of them don't get through, even after they've handed over all their savings or the money that they brought to these, inverted commas, handlers.
Where do you want to go? England.
England!
But the young man at the centre of Welcome is an athlete, and he decides then that he would like to swim the channel. And so he goes to a swimming pool to get swimming lessons from a very interesting coach who befriends him.
Want to learn to swim?
Yes. Cool.
Where are you from?
Iraq, sir. Kurdistan.
You know that only good swimmers can cross the channel? And the water is too cold, and the current's too strong. Why do you want so much to go there?
And I won't go on for that, but you can see where it's leading. What I was amazed at, and I should have realised it, was the department of the French police in Calais, who were not only trying to discover and root out the illegals, but actually are looking at the citizens of Calais itself, and they can charge anyone who has given aid and shelter to the illegals, which is what happens to the swimming coach.
Et vous ramenez encore cet éclat dans l'immeuble?
Pas dans l'immeuble, chez moi.
Oui, ben c'est interdit.
Vous êtes seul?
It sounds like quite a desperate film.
It is. It doesn't seem so desperate until towards the end, you know, when he makes a couple of attempts to swim the channel. And I mentioned in my review that at one stage some information comes, and I felt a kind of collective communal gasp or sob at this news, which you don't usually find in a cinema.
Is there hope at the end of this tunnel?
Not much.
Not much.
Not much. No, not much.
Well, for more on the other film Peter mentioned, the one entitled Eden is West by Oscar-winning director Costa Gavras, be sure to tune in next week at this very same time.